Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today we're going to look at the Jews behind 23andMe and family tree DNA. I felt that this was very important for you to know, because I've told you that the Jews control the money systems of the world. They control the oil. They control the food. They control the seeds. They control the blood. They control the colleges, etc., etc. Well, guess what? Just take a wild guess. They control the DNA testing, too. And how convenient. I suppose we'll all turn out to be Jews. So, the article goes, when considering purchasing a DNA test for the purpose of determining ethno-racial percentage estimates a couple of years ago, I spent time researching the different companies which I had gathered to be some repute. The three I ended up with were 23andMe, Ancestry DNA, and Family Tree DNA. I never did end up buying one. I'm glad that I did not, and I'm going to explain to you why you should not either. At least not solely for the purpose of thinking you'll be able to be given a straightforward, objective, scientific breakdown of your DNA from a racial perspective, because you will not be. Note, Ancestry DNA was founded by Mormons. As of 2009, however, Ancestry became a publicly traded company and since 2013 has been owned by private equity firms and members of Ancestry's management team. One reason not to buy a DNA test from any company for the purpose of determining data about metaracial makeup, thereby allowing it to influence one's self-identity, is that all they are really doing is comparing a part of your genome to sample groups from certain regions of the world, and in turn giving you estimates which vary from company to company. Ancestry DNA, for instance, is known for overestimating Scandinavian ancestry and being insensitive to Amerindian admixture. Amerindian, American Indian, I guess that is. They just compare your DNA to a limited sample group of people and said to have a deep historical root, or that they are said to have deep historical roots in an area, and then determine estimates concerning what part of the world your ancestors lived based on divergent respective algorithms. I have been referring specifically to the autosomal DNA tests. However, although halo groups deriving from Y-DNA and mtDNA tests are informative to some extent, as is the autosomal data, they cannot tell you much about your total genetic makeup. Besides that, people have been known to receive different results for their haplogroups from the different testing companies, which certainly does not provide for confidence. You have a Jew here, Bennett Greenspan. He's a DNA expert. Nobody told you he is. I mean, it just says that he is. You see what I'm saying? Co-founder, co-owner, and CEO of Family Tree DNA, Bennett Greenspan. Just another of the Jews in the world. The pretend 2%, you know what I mean? They're way more than 2%. Okay, concerning Family Tree DNA, we read on Wikipedia that Family Tree DNA was founded based on an idea conceived by Bennett Greenspan, a lifelong entrepreneur and genealogy enthusiast. In 1999, Greenspan had entered semi-retirement and was working on his family history. He began to work on his mother's Nitz lineage. When faced with a roadblock in his work, he remembered two cases of genetics being used to prove ancestry that had recently been covered by the media. These were a study by University of Arizona. Here, there it is again, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, showing that many Kohen men from both Ashkenazi and Sephardic groups share the same Y chromosome. Yeah, the Y looks like a serpent with his forked tongue. You get it? Y chromosome? In a study that showed that male descendants of U.S. President Thomas Jefferson and male descendants of his freed slave, Sally Hemings, shared the same Y chromosome in a recent common ancestry. Greenspan had both Nitz cousins in California and discovered someone in Argentina with the same ancestral surname and the same ancestral location in Eastern Europe. Wishing to use the same method of DNA comparison for his own genealogy, he contacted Dr. Michael Hammer at the University of Arizona. Greenspan discovered that academic labs did not offer testing directly to the public, and that in general, direct-to-consumer testing for genealogy was not commercially available either. Their conversation inspired him to start a company dedicated to using genetics to solve genealogy problems. It was early 2000 when Greenspan with his business partners Max Blankfeld and Jim Warren officially launched Family Tree DNA. Initially, the Arizona research labs at the University of Arizona performed all the testing for Family Tree DNA. Family Tree DNA includes among its scientific staff, Dr. Michael Hammer, PhD, one of a team of scientists that first published on the Cohen modal halotype in 1997 in the journal Nature. So, let's see, when first reading that the company was founded by a man with the name Greenspan, my Judar immediately went off. I could not help but be reminded of the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. Sure enough, Bennett himself was a Jew. Max Blankfeld, listed as co-founder of FTDNA's Wikipedia page and seen above on Bennett's as one of his business partners, along with the other man, Jim Warren, is also a Jew. How surprising. And as my Jew also successfully picked up on, I have not looked into Warren. But he's probably a Jew. Don't worry about it. Okay, let's look this. In Bennett's essay, originally posted in Avotineu, Volume 24, Number 1, Spring 2008, Can DNA Testing Confirm Jewish Ancestry? We read, if Jewish, the matches will say Ashkenazic, Sephardic, or Mizrahi. In the comment field, family tree DNA databases come from two sources. One set reflects the academic research conducted by molecular anthropologists Dr. Doron Behar and Dr. Michael Hammer. Substantially, all of the papers of these two renowned anthropologists is included in the comparative database. Enhancing these databases is the Family Tree DNA client database, approximately three times larger than the one created by academics. Behar and Hammer believe that their databases contain 90 to 95% of all the Ashkenazic lineages. You know, those are the evil Jews. The other ones are the good ones. You know that, right? And you believe that, right? Good Jew, bad Jew. Let me tell you something. Even a dead Jew is not a good Jew. That's my original saying. As the company database has grown, we believe that we have found most of the rest. For this reason, testing with Family Tree DNA can yield Ashkenazic results with nearly 100% certainty that an individual who does not match anyone with Jewish ancestry does not come from the Jewish genetic gene pool. We thereby further see Family Tree's DNA focus on Jews through their co-founder, co-owner, and CEO, Bennett Greenspan. In his article posted on the Jewish genealogy website, Avot Tneyu Online, whatever that means, a call for genetic census of the Jewish people 2015, we are informed that there is a rush for Jews to have their genomes tested and archived because past traditions of cousin marriage and endogamy, have created increasing genetic complexity among our current generations. In other words, they're getting lots of diseases. And he thinks they're still going to be able to race mix and, still marry their cousins and take care of that. The urgency of our work, he says, is magnified by the fact that the legitimacy of the Jewish people and its claim to our ancestral home, which is a lie, is currently under constant pseudo-historical attack. The media, particularly on the web, carries regular features from enemies of Israel describing theories to the effect that Ashkenazi Jews have no connection to the land of Israel and are in fact European and Central Asian interlopers. Oh, no. They are connected, believe me, to the Hittites and the Edomites. Oh, yes, they are. There wasn't a farmer among them when they were traveling into Germany. Oh, yeah. That tells you everything. The Y chromosome studies demonstrably prove otherwise. A majority of Ashkenazi male lineages are from the Middle East, and the various publicly known DNA test providers have assembled Jewish DNA databases. Not just family tree DNA, but my colleagues at 23andMe and Ancestry as well. We have found unmistakable evidence that Ashkenazi Jews are closely related to one another, meaning that from a genetic standpoint, all Jews are indeed part of one genetically united people with ample Middle Eastern and Mediterranean forebearers. In other words, they're not a race, you see. They're just genetically connected. You see, they look like rats. Just look at them. The smile on these people are enough to make you want to vomit. Between the period of May 26, 2013 and August 1st, 2015, Max contributed 20 articles to the blog portion of the Times of Israel. Max Blankfeld is a Houston-based entrepreneur and pro-Israel activist. Born in Germany, he moved at the age of two to Brazil, where destiny took his parents, who were, get it, here we are, folks. Every time I talk about an article, we have to mention the Holocaust. Oh, the Holocaust. The Holocaust, yeah. Anyway, I'm not even going to bother now that he had to mention that. We got it in there for you, Maxie boy. As noted here, here's a tweet from Blankfeld to his fellow tribesmen, Executive Director of Human Rights, Watch Kenneth Roth, demonstrating Blankfeld's commitment to the Zionist narrative. Easier to address a faraway humanitarian disaster than a nearby one of Israel's making in Gaza. End the blockade. There's no point in reading these things. These are just tweets and stuff like that. So, speaker of Hebrew, which is a lie, he doesn't speak Hebrew, he speaks Yiddish. Current member of the Advisory Board of Jewish Studies Program at Rice University, former chair of APAC Houston Council, and current APAC National Council member, and supporter of various Jewish organizations, etc., etc. You get the picture. Bonafide Jew. There's nothing the matter with that, though, right? Jews are not known for conspiring against non-Jews or anything of that nature. Of course not. Give me your money and DNA, Goyim. Moving on, let's now examine 23andMe, another popularly known DNA testing company, which was also co-founded, is part-owned, and CEO is Jewish, whose CEO is Jewish, Ann Wojcicki. I don't even know how you say it. Wojcicki. Anne is interesting because not only is she co-founder, co-owner, and CEO of 23andMe, and not only was her sister, Susan, a very important executive at Google before her now position as CEO of YouTube. Hello. Hey, just listen to this for those reasons. Okay, did you hear? Let me give it to you again. Are you ready? So not only was her sister Susan Wojcicki a very important executive at Google before her now position as CEO of YouTube, which is owned by Google, but she was also, until last year, after having been separated for 2 years, married to her fellow Jew, Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google. Larry Page, another Jew, is another co-founder of Google, including Inc. Excuse me. Page is the Page, a Jew named Page. Jimmy Page. Page is the current CEO of its parent company, Alphabet Inc., whose CFO is Ruth Porat, yet another Jew. Regarding these two women's mother, Esther, both of Esther, Wojcicki's parents were Russian Jewish immigrants who came to New York City in the 1930s. In the April 2012 article, Esther Wojcicki, if I don't know how you say it, whatever, a Jewish mother of the tech revolution, the mother whose third daughter, Janet, is a PhD anthropologist and epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco, by the way, is quoted thusly. This is what she says. I would say I'm a feminist, yes. Wojcicki said thoughtfully. But I'm not a flag-waving feminist. I don't devote my life to feminism. But what I do is basically walk through life as a feminist and try to make sure all the doors are open to women as they are to men. And I treat women in my classes the same way I treat men. Understand what she just said there? Remember I've told you that the women of Sweden that are feminists, that are in the government, they couldn't care less about the women of their nation if they got raped, if they got killed, if they got beat. Feminism is a tool. Sure, she does. Anyway, by her daughters, certainly, her daughters certainly discovered in their cases as Jewish women in America that all the doors were open to them as women as they are to men. For the record, feminism has for a long time now been a Jewish war on women. Oh, there's no doubt about that. No doubt at all. Further down, we're told that her oldest, Susan Blutt, like most children, got some help from mom and dad when buying a house, but needed to rent out part of that house to two young graduate students named Larry Page and Sergey Brin to pay her mortgage. It was a huge house, 5 bedrooms and 3 baths for 2 people, Woj said. And we told him, use your resources, and it worked out. Now that Wojcicki's daughter is a vice president at Google in charge of all of their revenue, you know, who got in charge of the revenue with the disciples? An Edomite Jew named, you know who, Judas. Yeah, Woj said proudly it worked out really well. Part of it is unspoken ethic of Tikkun Olam, or as Woj calls it, making the world better. You bring it into their childhood, the ethic that you can't just sit around and do nothing. You have to change the world, she said. You have to realize that as a mother, you have almost zero control. Once they get their own ideas, rebellion, she insists, is more than healthy. It's essential. Rebellion. What does Yahweh say about that? Was it healthy for the devil to rebel? No, but it was essential, right? Wojcicki has belonged to a synagogue all along and sent her children to public schools K through 12. She is proud that her 3 daughters all belong to synagogues in the Bay Area, but a little puzzled that they send their children to private school. All my grandchildren are in Jewish day schools, Woj says, looking surprised. I never thought that would happen. hitchhikes. Back to Sergey Brin, co-Jewish founder of Google, and until recently the 8 year. Though with 2 years separated, her husband of Ann Wojcicki, founder and CEO of 23andMe DNA testing company, according to Wikipedia, Brin's focus was on developing data mining systems. Hello. Search results for Google data mining. Blut. Which is interesting when you think about what kind of similar ways the people at 23andMe might try to make money from people's genomic data. The November 27, 2013 in 23andMe is terrifying, but not for the reasons the FDA thinks. Subtitled, "The Genetic Testing Company's Real Goal is to Hoard Your Personal Data," we read. Or we read. But as the FDA frets about the accuracy of 23andMe's tests, it is missing their true function, and consequently the agency has no clue about the real dangers they pose. The personal genome service isn't primarily intended to be a medical device. It is a mechanism meant to be a front end for a massive information-gathering operation against an unwitting public. Sound paranoid? Consider the case of Google. One of the founders of 23andMe, Ann Wojcicki, is presently married to Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google. When it was first launched, Google billed itself as a faithful servant of the consumer, a company devoted only to building the best tool to help us satisfy our cravings for information on the web. And Google's search engine did just that. But as we know, the fundamental purpose of the company wasn't to help us search, but to hoard information. Every search query entered into its computers is stored indefinitely, joined with information gleaned from the cookies that the Jews, Google, plants in our browsers, along with personally identifiable data that dribbles from our computer hardware and from our networks, and with amazing volumes of information that we always seem willing to share with perfect strangers, even corporate ones. That data store becomes Google's real asset. By parceling out that information to help advertisers target you, or with or without your consent, Google makes more than $10 billion every quarter. What the search engine is to Google, the personal genome service is to 23andMe. See, Google invests in genetics firm. The company is not exactly hiding its ambitions. The long game here is not to make money selling kits, although the kits are essential to get base-level data. Patrick Chung, a 23andMe board member, told Fast Company last month. Once you have the data, the company does actually become the Google of personalized healthcare. Hardly more than a year later, on January 6, 2015, in the article, "Of course 23andMe's plan has been to sell your genetic data all along," we read, "Today, 23andMe announced what Forbes reports is the only first of 10 deals with big biotech companies. Genentech will pay up to $60 million for access to 23andMe's data to study Parkinson's. You think 23andMe is about selling fun DNA split tests for $99 a pop? No, it's been about selling your data all along. Big data has, excuse the metaphor, been in 23andMe's data DNA from the beginning. The company was founded by Ann Wojcicki, who's married to, though now separated from, Google's co-founder Sergey Brin. Last year, Wojcicki told the New York Times that the inspiration for 23andMe came from watching Google. I remember in the early days of Google, Larry Page would say, "I just want the world's data on my laptop. I feel the same way about healthcare. I want the world's data accessible." This single deal with Genentech, with more pharma company deals to come, it seems, already represents a big chunk of 23andMe's revenue. Likening 23andMe to Google is uncomfortably apt. If you're paying a cut rate to have 23andMe sequence your DNA, you are 23andMe's product. 2 days later in an article, 23andMe to sell DNA data of Parkinson's customers to Genentech for $60 million. Interestingly, 23andMe's newly announced agreement with Genentech is only the first of 10 deals the company has struck with large drug and biotech companies. Such deals will utilize the database that was created by 23andMe's customers who bought its DNA test kits and donated their health and genetic data for research. Since 2006, 23andMe has amassed data from 800,000 customers, and about 600,000 of whom agreed that their genetic data will be used for research purposes. The deal, however, also appears to prove what journalist Charles Seffi said has long suspected to be true of the intentions of 23andMe. The personal genome service isn't primarily intended to be a medical device, Seffi wrote in the Scientific American in November 2013. It is a mechanism meant to be the front end for a massive information gathering operation against an unwitting public. Something to think about as this post is brought towards its close. Here's some quotes for you. Rabbi Harry Watton. Since the Jews are the highest and most cultured people on earth, the Jews have a right to subordinate themselves to the rest of mankind and to be the masters over the whole earth. They're not the highest at all, and they are not the most cultured either. As a matter of fact, they're scum. Next Jew quote, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. The body of a Jewish person is of totally different quality from the body of all the nations of the world. All non-Jewish soul comes from three satanic spheres, while the Jewish soul stems from holiness. Wow, that now you are totally brainwashed, Mr. Rabbi, because we know that you're born spiritually dead from the womb. You don't have Yahweh's compass within you. You don't have Yahweh's laws in your heart. You're scum. Let's see what else. Oh, here's this piece of garbage. Rabbi Ovidia Yosef. Goyim were born only to serve us. Without that, they have no place in the world. Only to serve the people of Israel. I thought we were all equal. What happened to that? That went away real quick. Only to serve the people of Israel. Why are the Gentiles needed? They will work. They will plow. They will reap. We will sit like an effendi and eat. You see, they can't plow and they can't farm because they've been cursed of Yahweh, the seed line of Cain. And next, filthy Jew. If every simple cell in a Jewish body entails divinity, that's a real if there, fella, is part of God, then every strand of DNA is a part of God. Therefore, something is special about Jewish DNA. Yes, and the God you're talking about is your father, Satan. So, that's it. Think twice before giving the Jews your money and your DNA as a means of finding out more about yourself. Do not trust powerful Jewish people. International Jewry is untrustworthy. There is no reason to doubt the possibility that Jews would fudge data somehow in order to influence the identity of white people. Well, that's about as clear as it possibly could be. This has been a News Bite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.